All
Alright,
right.
so today on Ghost Bros, we have a few celebrity ghost stories. And out of the ones that we could find, let me just say this, and this is not a plug. No matter what you do, do not look this shit up.
Stories.
There's a TV show about their ghost stories that happen to them. Don't ever fucking watch that show. This shit made this very difficult for us to search and try to find any fucking thing. I mean, we're very lucky we got what we got. And it wasn't a ton. It wasn't even that informative. It's just, man, they could suck a dick. Who makes that show, Brennan?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Sci-Fi Channel or whatever.
I thought it was like Travel Channel or A&E or hell, I don't know.
We're not sponsored, so you know, redacted.
Yeah. But I was just gonna tell anybody, don't fucking look it up. This is not reverse. There's some assholes, okay? Because they just stopped anybody else trying to find any ghost stories about dead celebrities. Virtually fucking possible. All right.
I don't know. I feel like good. This topic again. We'll probably have to take like a whole week to try to find some stories.
Yeah, there probably won't ever be a round two of this one, guys, unless it's specific or you guys send the stories in from what you found.
Yeah.
So, yeah, damn sure gonna have problems finding that. But anyways, we got dead celebrities. Or sorry, passed away celebrities. I don't wanna be offensive to anybody. I care about your feelings, you fucking peasants. But
we got a few dead
people that were just so happen to be celebrities, and people claiming that they seen their ghost or something, you know. So anyways, we're gonna just jump into this shit. Let's see, the first one we got on our list is gonna be Lucille Ball. And where are they from, Brennan or Dalton? Anybody?
I don't know where they're from.
I mean, what are they famous for? Let me put it that way.
A lot of Lucy for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody ever, like moms or grandmothers, ever watched that show that I Love Lucy. It was stupid as hell, but you know, it's classic. It's classic.
Yeah, I do like it. And by the way, Lucille Ball was born in 1911 and died in 1989.
Yeah, she lived to like what, 77 years old or something like that.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. You guys ain't slick. I'm reading the same page, okay? You ain't slick.
I'm not reading anything. I just remember it. Her address, 1000 something. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, bullshit. Get out of my face. Anyway, you're reading off the thing. So
I swear to God.
Bullshit. How the fuck would you remember that?
Tell me how you would know the day. I got
a half-assed memory. Like, I can't remember shit that happened like 10 years ago, but I can remember shit that happened a few seconds ago. All right. Don't act like we've been researching this shit for a week just because we haven't. We just started looking up shit.
Well, we just found this. So, yeah. But that's part and thanks to the fucking dumbass, bogus-ass show. If any of you motherfuckers watch that, you go right now on whatever platform you're listening to us on.
Oh, God.
I don't even want you here anymore.
We're gonna come back tomorrow with like zero.
I'm zero. I'm sorry, guys. I just lost my temper.
Little did you guys know that Justin is actually a recovering alcoholic. We've been working with him, and he's made some decent progress. He has some outbursts sometimes, but He's been dealing with it on his
own. He substituted it with nicotine and he's doing a little bit better now.
You know what? Just talking about that, just so everybody knows. So there's like four deadly things. I'm not gonna say who does them here, but one of them was drinking Red Bulls. I sent somebody a screenshot that said Red. I sent somebody a screenshot that smoking can kill you. I sent somebody a screenshot that eating fucking ramen every day can kill you.
I don't want to eat ramen every day.
I didn't call any names. You just told me.
But I don't know who you're talking about. But you know what I did read though. I read that masturbating two times a week actually adds 20% to your life
Damn, I'm gonna
expectancy.
be old as fuck,
Yeah.
man.
Yeah. Red Bull's
Boys.
nickname.
We're gonna live forever, boys. Oh, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. But let's see. Let's go back to Lucille Ball. She got a funny name. So she died during surgery on April 26th, 1989. Probably well before a lot of you listeners were even born. At the ripe age of 77, I wonder what kind of surgery it was. I mean, I guess it don't really matter. Let's get to the ghost story, I assume. So she was still living in her home at 1000 North Roxbury Drive. That's kind of weird. They just know her fucking address and they let everybody know it.
Well, I mean, after you pass, I don't think it's like.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, somebody be like, oh, I'm going to go see where she lives and start harassing.
Now,
like, yeah,
that's
just,
true.
Just for example, if Michael Jackson died and you bought his fucking mansion, well, I don't know if anybody. Well, yeah, they would. They would.
I mean, I'm sure there's people that show up to Michael Jackson's mansion.
Yeah, hell, I would. Shit, I'd just be like, oh, that's where Michael Jackson used to live. Wow, you know, shit like that. Like, I wouldn't want all that, dude. But her death, she is said to remain in the. In the home that experiences a number of strange happenings. New owners tell of unexplained broken windows, loud voices being heard from an empty attic, and furniture and other objects moving around inside the house.
God damn, she mad?
So she's over
breaking
windows?
You got
yelling at him.
Well, I mean, that also raises a question, man. Like, I mean, I'm sure the question's... I know it's been asked before, but like... What if they don't know that they're dead and they like people just start moving in their house, you know?
Like, well, why are they breaking windows?
I'd be mad too if like I just woke up one day and people were moving furniture into my house, you know?
So you're just gonna. Well, the thing is, if people just start moving furniture in your house, or they didn't even like look your way to even know that you was a person. I mean, what do you think they're doing? Just giving you the silent treatment and just gonna keep moving in your house? Or?
Well, no. Look, I got another theory about that. There's a movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I think it's called like The Other Siders or something. And it's about
I've never seen that.
Okay, well let me give you context. But it's about this family. They live in this old mansion, and like they keep seeing people, like, you know, ghost apparitions and everything. In the house, and it's like tormenting them and like terrorizing them, whatever. And it turns out that the people that's been experiencing that were actually the ghosts. They were dead, and it was like a family moving into that mansion.
And yeah, that's what I was about to say. Is like, what if the ghosts think that ghosts are in their house? You know, like,
yeah.
Like, what if we're the ghosts right now? Like, this very second, we're good.
You know, I always thought about, like, you know how everyone says when you die, your life flashes before your eyes. What if you're living out that moment of that flash?
That's a pretty long goddamn flash, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like a flash bang.
Yeah, but if you experience your whole life, like, in a blink of an eye, who's to say that you're not experiencing your whole life right now? Well, it's over again.
That's a long ass blink, bro.
I mean,
I need to hurry the fuck up because I'm trying to buy a house right now. I'm like Dalton said, I'm trying to quit alcohol. I'm not really quitting alcohol, guys. I got four kids. That's too many goddamn kids to take sober. You can't raw dog that. That just ain't gonna happen.
I wouldn't put kids and raw dog in the same sentence, Justin.
Well. What I meant was, so you're turning into something that couldn't be. And
I ain't turning
to be a part of this conversation.
Tony, that's a bad combination,
ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, like, you shouldn't be raw dogging your life if you have your life. Just say that. There we go. We'll just put
okay.
It there.
That sounds better.
No, I'm not alcoholic. I just I enjoy drinking.
Look, man, you gotta keep telling people you're not an alcoholic. It's okay, Joe.
I'm just gonna. We're gonna change subject. Let's keep moving and find more ghost stories. Yeah.
What's the next one?
We got Bonnie and Clyde here.
Yeah, we got it fucked up for me, guys. I don't know about for you, but like disconnected for a second.
Oh, the call?
Yeah, just for me for a second. But I'll go in and edit that out. So we got Bonnie and Clyde. This pair of notorious outlaws of the 1930s were finally tracked down and killed on May. Fuck, I gotta edit that. God damn it. You know what? I'm leaving it in. It's a natural part of life. Everybody sneezes. I think we're gonna be okay if everybody hears a sneeze. Just say bless you and keep moving. So, we're a notorious pair of outlaws. A notorious outlaws. I'm editing this whole thing. I gotta start over. So,
nah, I think this should stay in.
We'll see about it. I got the final editing room, so I'll have the options at my disposal, Brenner. So let's see. We got Bonnie and Clyde. This pair of notorious outlaws of the 1930s were finally tracked down and killed on May 23rd, 1934, outside of Arcadia, Louisiana. Their bullet-ridden car was then towed into town with their bodies still in the vehicle. Damn. Today, a marker stands at the site where they died and is said to be haunted by the pair. Photographs taken of the marker often come out with ghostly forms. All right, so for all the audience, here go the pictures right here. Are you looking?
Yep, you know damn well that's what I'm looking for.
I'll take 2 seconds.
I don't know about this. All right, this is.
Is it spooky?
It looks Photoshop, you know?
Well, you know, ain't no wrong Photoshop. If it's done right, it's believable, and then everybody's a believer, you know, but.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr was the third vice president under Thomas Jefferson, but he's not known so much for that as he is for a duel with Alexander Hamilton. After killing Hamilton in the duel, Burr was placed on trial for treason but was acquitted. Today, Burr is said to haunt the one if by land, two if by sea restaurant. Okay, so the restaurant is called One If by Land, Two If by Sea restaurant.
Yeah, it's like the Paul Revere thing, whatever.
Yeah, that's okay. So, and that's in New York City. It's located in what was once Burr's Carriage House at 17 Barrow Street. Both visitors and staff alike have observed dishes that fly on their own accord and have had chairs pulled out from under them by unseen hands. Also said to haunt the restaurant if Burr's daughter, Theodosia Burr Austin, who vanished off the coast of North Carolina en route to visit her father in New York. So apparently, his daughter is seen to appear there as well. So,
I mean, you know
what have to do with daughter?
Free plugs out, you know that?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and censor that one. If by land, two if by sea restaurant. Don't fucking go there. They didn't pay for that plug. Please, guys, you're really breaking my back here because I'm just trying to. I'm out here trying to make a decent living. Provide for my family. I mean, you guys ain't giving me much to work with if you just go visit all these places. Like that one fucking episode, Brennan's like, says I got the world's best ice cream for anybody that wants to build. Don't fucking do that. We didn't get paid to say that. Look, I'll give genuine plugs if it's a product I truly believe in and they need the help. But other than that, they can go fuck themselves.
So much for getting sponsorship by any other.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want sponsorship from them. What are they going to pay me?
I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what. One of my friends, his name's John Rocker. He has a podcast down here in Mobile. It's called Off the Rock. You guys should check that out as well. He had a local restaurant called Mugshot sponsor him. And I'm wondering what he got for that sponsorship. I should text him and ask him. Because if it was like, hey, man, you come here and get a free burger, like, once a month, like, I'll probably do some local shit. I ain't complaining about that. See if McDonald's won't sponsor us. Damn. They sponsor, like, the Special Olympics and shit. Why can't they just sponsor this podcast?
That's true.
Fuck.
But, morbidly obese if we got sponsored by them.
Well, then that'll be a disability. Then we might can be in the Disability Olympics.
Sponsor. Hell yeah.
Anyway, we're going to... Yeah. Say what?
I was like, we're getting way off topic.
Yeah, we are. We're talking about McDonald's and the Special Olympics. Oh, damn it. We got Al Capone, the notorious Chicago gangster who led the city's illegal activities during the Prohibition era, has been rumored to haunt a couple of locations. Allegedly, when people are disrespectful while visiting his family plot at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Hillside, Illinois, he is said to appear. Also at Alcatraz, where Capone was one of the first inmates, spectral banjo music has often been heard coming from inside his old cell. All right, then.
Mm.
So I guess don't fuck with Al Capone's family plot. You know, guess.
Something I know about Al Capone while he was in Alcatraz is that he said that he could hear the dude that he had killed haunting him, like calling him from hell and everything.
Oh,
he lost his mind in Alcatraz.
Hmm.
Calling him from hell. Like a phone call or like just yelling at him?
I don't know. Like he said that he was just hearing him every night. Like he was just haunted by him.
They must have had that international plan to be able to call all the way from hell.
He's like, God damn it, dude. I can't afford these charges, man. No, real quick. I was going to tell you, dude. okay, so let's see. Just get Al Capone. I'm sure everybody knows who Al Capone is, so I don't think we have to, you know, give a description of that. But this guy, we might need some, what you call it? Fucking some background on this one, Brenny. Brenny, yeah, I'm gonna call you Brenny, dude.
Oh man.
I mean, now nobody's gonna know who you are, Brenny.
Oh god. I'm gonna flip up one day and just say your address. I'm like, Brenny, I swear I didn't know I said that. Fucking Brenny, the FBI agent. So we got Lon Chaney Sr. Remembered primarily as the pioneer actor of horror films during the silent film era. Chaney died in 1930. Today, on stage 28 at Universal Studios. This stage was used for the film Phantom of the Opera, and Chaney's caped spirit has been seen running along the catwalks above the stage. Other phenomena reported occurring here include lights that turn on and off, and doors that open and close by themselves.
Okay, so honestly, that last part made me think of seeing this picture of him to the left of it, and the lights cutting on and off. I think of the hash-slinging slasher from SpongeBob, too.
Well, yeah, he said something about, like, Nosferatu. Is that who played Nosferatu? Was Lon Chaney Sr.?
Either that, or he might be the one that, you know, made the movie.
Look up who played Nosferatu.
I doubt it was him. I know it wasn't him because it was a foreign actor who played that, and this is an American. It also said that he was one of the most renowned actors in cinema because of his characterizations of tortured and grotesque characters.
Mm. He's been in a lot of movies.
Do you guys think those old silent like horror movies like that actually like scared people back in the day?
Oh yeah, it did. Oh yes, definitely.
Oh wow, Bro, man's got a time machine, guys.
I mean, no, they talk like they're bro. You don't think that there's people that still remember going to like old, like black and white movie drive-ins, like yeah. I mean, even though it was like terrible stuff, like even like old movies, 20s movies, and everything.
Well, like, I wonder if like we go back in time with like the Annabelle movie or As Above or So Below movie, and let them watch that. I wonder if they're like just going to cardiac arrest, right?
Yeah, they're gonna have a heart attack.
I don't know. They're probably more intrigued by the future than they are the actual movie. They'll be looking at everything in it versus... Say what?
I said that would probably scare them the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you told me, like, I'm sitting here driving a shitty ass Model A car, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, dude, we're going to have these fucking cars that go over 40 miles an hour. And there's going to be like a couple fucked up wars coming up here soon. But everything's going to be cool after a while, and then that shit's going to get fucked up again. Yeah, fuck you up. I'd be like, oh, that's too much info, brother. We just live here. Let's see. So we got Montgomery Clift. I don't know who that is, but he is a popular film star of the 1950s and 60s. Montgomery Clift was a four-time Oscar-nominated actor who is best known for his roles in A Place in the Sun, From Here to Eternity, and Judgment at... how do you say that, Brennan?
Trying to get it myself.
Nuremberg.
Nuremberg. Yeah.
Nuremberg. So his spirit has been seen at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, most often in room 928. It was here that he spent 3 months in 1953, where he was known to pace back and forth, memorizing his lines for From Here to Eternity. So that's pretty ironic that he spent 3 months in that room learning his lines for a movie called From Here to Eternity. And it seems like he spent his eternity in that room where he learned the lines for that movie.
You think he ever finished learning the lines?
Say what?
Do you think he ever finished learning the lines?
Yeah, motherfucker.
I mean, yeah, he finished the movie.
Oh.
He just watched the movie and he just starts making shit up.
Yeah. Starts playing for the sequel.
I mean, just even talk about improv in the whole movie, just for anybody don't know, Will Ferrell improvs like almost all his movies. Pretty good. But I know he did Anchorman. That was almost all improv. But anyways, we got another few lines here we got to read about Montgomery Clift. So, today, unexplained loud noises are often heard coming from the otherwise empty suite. The phone is continually found to be off the hook, and unexplainable spots are felt in the room. Others sense the actor's presence, and reportedly, one guest felt an invisible hand patting her shoulder.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, that ain't cool, dude. You guys need to cancel his movies for that shit.
Yeah.
So next up on the list, we got Joan Crawford. From silent star to camp queen, Joan Crawford's film career spanned some 45 years. Her former home, the Crawford House, is said to be haunted by her spirit, as well as many others. Though the house has been exorcised many times, these ghosts refuse to leave.
Okay, I know a good bit about this woman. And yeah, her daughter was the one who wrote Mommy Dearest, and Mommy Dearest is about Joan Crawford. And I have something that her daughter Christina Crawford had said about the house. She says, "I have vivid memories of some things, but when you're severely abused, you tend to block out other things. I'm positive that there was manifestations occurring while I was little. I saw them. There was places in the house that were always so cold that nobody ever wanted to go in. As a child, I was always told that I had an active and vivid imagination. I was always scared by things, but people just told me that I just had an active imagination. years later, I thought, oh, well, maybe that was a good to have an active. Damn, she can't even talk, man. Maybe it was good to have an active imagination, and I became a writer because of that. But as a child, I saw things in the house. There was, of course, no context or framework in which to put what I saw and felt. I have nobody to speak about the occurrences to. Anytime I would become extremely frightened or would get out of my bed to try and find somebody, I was always treated as though I were just being a bad child, that I didn't want to go to sleep. I used to have terrible nightmares and saw a lot of things in the night. The solution that she found was that she cut the lights on everywhere, but one of the things that she remembered seeing is an apparition of a child.
Dang. Well, that's a lot of information right there.
Yeah.
What'd you say her name was? Christina Crawford?
Yeah, Christina Crawford.
So she was an author?
Yeah, she wrote Mommy Dearest, and Mommy Dearest was about Joan Crawford, who was also a celebrity and everything.
Okay. All right, so if you guys are ever, you know, out and about and you see Christina Crawford on the cover, don't pick it up because she didn't pay us to talk about her fucking books, and she didn't pay us to tell you to buy her books, so... Make sure there are no free plugs getting from this podcast. You better find that information on your own. So, now we got James Dean. While no actual reports have been made of Dean's spirit, an extremely interesting legend persists of a curse on his beloved poor spider. Dean, the popular fresh-faced Hollywood star of the early 1950s, was known to live in the fast lane. He paid for it with his life when he was killed in a head-on collision on September 30th, 1955. Dean purchased the car with the intent to race it. However, he got the chance as just weeks after its purchase, he died in the vehicle. Afterwards, anyone who came in contact with the car or its parts began to suffer injuries and death until the vehicle finally mysteriously disappeared. Now, I'm not entirely sure... but I do believe that car also inspired, I think it was the book. Look up the movie Christine, Brennan. I think that was Stephen King as well. I think he wrote a book about that.
Yeah, that story about James Dean's car and stuff, that's pretty popular. Like, there's a lot of movies and shows and shit that had, like, you know, Supernatural. They did that one episode about it.
Yeah, and I know there was a movie I watched. It's like older. It's called Christine, and except it's like an Impala. It's not a Porsche, but same thing happened. Like, you know, the guy got it, and he basically got like possessed and was like running motherfuckers over and shit. I don't know. He's weird, but anyways, no free plugs. Don't go watch it. I'll let that plug slip through. I actually like that movie. We can let that one go, guys. But yeah, so you know that's James Dean. Let's see. So now we got Red Fox. Now this guy's pretty fucking funny. If you guys never heard of him, go watch some of his old. Yeah, he's the old guy from Sanford and Son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's also a stand-up comedian, and he's been in a couple movies and stuff. So, I'd go watch some of his stand-up if I was you guys. It's pretty funny. You may not like it. I don't know. It just depends on you and your sense of humor. But anyways, we got Red Fox, the popular star of the long-running Sanford and Son television series, has been known to haunt Stage 31 at Paramount Studios, where he died of a heart attack. And let me tell you how ironic that is. In the show itself, he had this little bit where he would always be like, if he was in trouble or something, he would act like he's having a heart attack. And he'd be like, Elizabeth, I'm coming, Elizabeth. Because Elizabeth was his wife, and she was presumed dead at the beginning of the series. So, like, she was never on the series, but she was dead. Like, that was just the backstory. So,
yeah.
That's pretty ironic. He actually died of a heart attack when he spent so many years on that television show faking it. Just as a little bit, you know, I thought that's pretty...
You know,
kind of comical in a dark way.
Off subject, but similar is Bruce Lee. He said that his dad died doing what he loved, and that his dad told him that his family had a curse, and that the Lee curse was that they died doing what they loved, and Bruce Lee died because of like a fighting incident, and then his son died because of an acting accident, and he loved acting. And there's just a little bit of knowledge.
Brandon Lee, he died on set of The Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently they all died doing what they loved, and Bruce Lee said that was their curse.
Isn't that the one that where they're like, I've heard a story, one of them died because there was like actual real bullets in a gun.
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
Yeah, how do you fuck up?
No, it wasn't a real bullet. It was a blank. But with the blank, there's like I think there's like clay or some shit.
Nah, it was a real bullet. It was supposed to be blank, but he got shot with a real one. Bullet.
It was a blank, and there was something that discharged from the blank itself, and like and pierced in his body, and he actually died from it. You would have to look it up, but I mean that's probably what I don't know. You would have to look it up. Look it up real quick, Brandon.
Says he was shot by a prop gun, but
yeah, by a prop gun. That's what I'm saying. Like something discharged from the blank.
No, like no, it says it was a pure. It was a bullet. It said the bullet went into his stomach.
Now, how the fuck do you get shot by a bullet with a prop gun?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be blanks, but it was the one that hit him was not a blank.
Why the fuck were they shooting live rounds?
You're asking the real questions here, man.
That sounds like it was on purpose, but you know that's another story for another time.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
The death of Bruce Lee and his entire fucking family. Let me finish this story about Red Fox. I just thought that was kind of funny. So at the studio, people have heard him laughing at the jokes and claim he just kind of hangs around. More often, the comedian is known to haunt his former home in Las Vegas. After a terrible battle with the IRS, he lost his home when the IRS forced the sale. The new owner reportedly saw Fox's apparition walking around in a bathrobe. Other strange occurrences include lights that turned on and off by themselves, and a sliding glass door constantly opening on its own accord. Today, the building houses offices for Nevada Aqua Air Systems. Continue to have trouble with the sliding door. They finally replaced it with a wooden swinging door. However, this didn't stop the door from opening with invisible hands. Damn. All right.
So. See, like, that's another question. Like, if you're a ghost, I've always heard ghosts were, like, bound to certain things. But if you're a ghost, can you travel?
See, I always heard, this is what I always known, is that there's residual, intelligent, and then, like, being bound to objects. And residual is, like, ghosts that constantly repeat the same thing every time they're active. Like, they'll always walk down this certain hallway at this certain time. Or you have ghosts that are intelligent, you know, trying to, like, communicate here. Like, you know, you have the EVP things and are you here with me, all that shit. Those would be intelligent. And then you have the ghost that, yeah, like Annabelle, which is based off a real story of a what is that dog called?
Raggedy Ann
dolls. Yeah, apparently that spirit was attached to that. That's the only three types of spirits I know, unless you start going into like poltergeists and demons and all that.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I said, I mean, it's a world we don't live in, so we can't honestly say what the rules are, what they ain't, you know. So, I think it's just more or less, I don't know, dude. I think some ghosts just be trolling for real, though. What if it's all like, I would if I was, like I said, we talked about this before. I think I would troll if I was a ghost.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a meme, but it is something I've thought about. People saying, well, how come every ghost is like an old time story? You know, it's not like a ghost of someone who died like, you know, 2 days ago or something like that.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's fucked up, Brandon. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anybody listening that they don't know what happened, Dalton had this same question before we even started the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoever asked that question or thought that question, that was a shame. That was a smart bitch.
Brittany just come in and snuck that shit.
Yeah. That's okay, Brendan. I know you don't too much on here. I mean, we appreciate you looking up stuff, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
In a few
I
words.
Mean, I've had that question for years too, but you know, I guess you're the only one that can have that thought.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it is.
I guess to answer that question, I mean, there are reports of people that just died, their ghosts. It's usually when they're most active, honestly. Like, I had that story about, you know, at my grandpa's house. I think that was on the first episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to retell the whole thing, but basically a bunch of, like, poltergeist type shit was happening right after he died. Like, it was, like, really fucking crazy. And,
yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know.
What about the belief that, you know, like, people say that they use a Ouija board and they're looking out for, like, their past loved ones, but it says like the ghost will act like their loved one, but it'll actually be like a demon trying to, like, you know, possess them or something like that.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, dude. I mean, I guess they could do that, you know. They could demons holding their loved one in a headlock, give them a titty twister, tell me this information. You better fucking tell me right now. Oh, God damn it, I was born in 1923.
I like to think that, like, all ghosts have, like, you know, ghost phone and the Ouija board's, like, you know, that connection. And, you know, you ask a certain question and, you know, it calls that ghost phone, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it would be fucked up as if that when we leave this world, you know, we go into the ghost realm and it's still commercialized. Like, you still got to have a job. You still got to pay bills. You still, like, that'd be fucked up for real.
That would suck.
I want to know what y'all think of the technology. Apparently, it's a ghost thing, but it's a radio, basically. And it, like, constantly switched through radio channels. And, like, you could talk to ghosts through it. Like, it'll just switch to radio channels and start talking through it.
You talking about the noise box, the white noise box thing?
Yeah.
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 What do y'all think that shit actually works?
I don't know.
I mean,
like,
it's just a bunch of frequencies. I mean, I guess there's a possibility that just random things could come through there. Because you met at night, Brennan. We was in party on PlayStation, and I was playing my guitar, and I picked up a radio station through my guitar. Like,
yeah.
It really fucking weird. But
yeah, but I'm saying, not about, like, they're having, like, full conversations through this thing.
Well, maybe it's just, I don't know, man. I mean, that's like, that's
a, yeah,
like,
I'm on
podcast,
yeah.
You know.
Like, you know what we need to do? Like, for honestly, one podcast, we need to, like, get one of these devices and use them.
Yeah, we're gonna use it. Where the fuck are we gonna use it at, though? Because
I mean, you can still, like, just get your microphone near it. You know, like. Oh, no, apparently in this box, like, you could just start using it in your house, apparently.
Yeah, but I don't know if, like, somebody would want to, like, flip on to a podcast and just listen to, like, radio static the whole time.
Yeah. Are you here?
Damn, this one's a banger.
Like, this shit's pretty annoying, to be honest. Like,
yeah, it's loud.
But,
sometimes you
but
guys
hey,
stupid ideas, but I'll just
thank you.
Yeah, we'll put them in the very important box right here.
Yeah.
We'll put that one right on the refrigerator, Brennan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be there, man.
All right, so next we got
Benjamin Franklin. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, who's that? Who's that?
I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't know Benjamin Franklin, but let's hope our viewers know who he is. Because I want to get through this list. It don't look like we're going to have enough time. And I don't want to do a part two on this.
Well, we got someone listening to us in Sweden, so they might not know who Benjamin Franklin is.
Benjamin Franklin was one of the founding fathers of America. He invented shit. He helped write shit. He helped do shit. And he was...
You know that electricity you like? Benjamin Franklin.
All right, I've heard stories about him inventing the, you know, electricity, whatnot. And I heard, like, he stole a lot of ideas from, what was that dude's name? Nikola Tesla or some shit? Or
Nikola?
Well, no, Tesla and what's Edison? Thomas Edison was the ones that competed each other. Benjamin Franklin didn't, like, invent electricity. Nah, he just figured out basically, he made a lightning pole. And that's what he made.
Okay, well, let's see. So Benjamin Franklin, instrumental was first established. Franklin was also known for his work as a writer, inventor, philosopher, and scientist. Today, Franklin is said to haunt the Philosophical Society's library in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Some people have even reported that the Philosophical Society statue of Franklin has been seen dancing along the streets. Now, y'all just bullshit now. How can a stone statue be dancing? Why is he dancing?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Have you ever seen Night at the Museum?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you telling me you're just riding around Philadelphia and, you know, just late at night, and you look over and goddamn Benjamin Franklin's over here hitting the doggie and shit. And you're just crazy, man.
Let me tell you something else about Benjamin Franklin that I know about. It's his house. They found dead bodies underneath his house. Like that dated back to when he was alive and everything. They were skeletons. Yeah. And not like weird. There's conspiracy if he's like a serial killer, but you know, he was kind of like a scientist, so it could have been like cadavers or something like that, but nobody knows. But the fact is, he did have dead bodies underneath his house.
Well, that's pretty crazy. So, what I'm gonna do? No, that really is crazy. I won't try to cut you off, but thanks, thanks for your information, Brennan. What I'm gonna do is go to some of the more famous people on this list, just because we are running out of time. So, I'm gonna go to some that almost everybody should know. So, we're gonna skip ahead and go to Harry Houdini. He was a famous magician. If you haven't seen any of his tricks, they're pretty cool. If you don't like magic and think it's stupid, I mean, fuck it, I guess. So, though Houdini didn't believe in spiritualism, his ghost is said to haunt a couple of locations at Jackie Gahan's Plaza Hotel.
Hello?
He went out again, dude. He can't talk about Houdini. He's pulling the Houdini, all right? Like, he's just vanishing.
Justin, you there? If you can hear us, give us a sign.
I'm here.
Oh, God. Did you hear that, Brennan? Oh, God.
So what happened was a video started playing, so it cut my audio out. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Justin,
I'm going to skip Houdini. His shit's too long. Let me just go to Andrew.
Justin, listen, when you fucking cut out the first time, we said that we need to make lore that you're a ghost, all right? Because you'd be cutting out all the time, all right?
Yeah. That was another one of Brennan's ideas. She's going to go up on the refrigerator.
God damn. Dude, that laugh you just did sounds so fucking weird. It sounded like it was just like crazy.
A whistle?
Yeah, like you laughed and like it made like a weird whistling sound. I don't know. So anyways, let's go to Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was the 7th president of the United States, serving from 1829 to 1837.
Yeah, does everybody know that, you know, sorry to cut you off, man, but, you know, to go back to one of our most recent episodes, he actually got a reach around from the Bell Witch.
Yeah.
That's a little fact,
man. He's doing little cameos, little crossovers and shit. So, let's see. After his death, he was heard stomping and swearing in the Rose Room of White House by none other than Mary Todd Lincoln. Motherfucker, I'm dead. God damn it.
Here goes my KD.
Negative. Oh, God. Keep going. Let's see. All right. So next up on the list is going to be Jesse James. And Jesse James was the original. Who was Jesse James, guys?
He was a bank robber and train robber.
Like one of the most famous outlaws there was, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll keep reading about it. So let's see. Jesse James was originally buried at the family farm in Kearney, Missouri. However, his body was later moved to Mount Olivet Cemetery in town to be buried next to his wife. Though his remains are no longer at the farm, many believe he has never left. All kinds of strange events continually occur at the farm, such as doors that slam closed by themselves, lights that move both inside and outside of the property buildings, and an overwhelming sense that an unearthly presence lingers. Other reports hearing the sound of pounding hoofs, muffled shots, and cries that are reminiscent of the area history dating back to the events of the Civil War. So, I mean, Jesse James, everybody.
Jesse James.
That's a muffled shot. Like, I don't, what if that's just like neighbor a few miles down the road, just target practicing or something, you know?
Yeah, and no, I kind of think Jesse James faked his death.
Well, I mean, either way, he's still, he's right? Dead by now.
For sure.
I would hope so.
Unless you got some information you holding on to.
Unless he's been pretty sure he did. Unless he's been meeting his meat like 12 times a week. There's no way he outgrew his life. But anyways, Thomas Jefferson. Let's move to another president. So the third president of the United States from 1801 to 1809 was known to retire to the Oval Office on numerous occasions to relax and play the violin. So he'd just be sitting there like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to go play the violin in Oval Office. Over the years, there have been numerous reports of the sounds of those ghostly strings coming from the Oval Office. Somebody should get Donald Trump and get him on the show and ask him if he's heard Thomas Jefferson's violin.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder what presidents have heard
it. I don't know. That'd be a cool question to ask some former presidents that are still alive. There's only so many left. I think all we got is Jimmy Carter. Fucking, well, it don't matter. This ain't fucking history class. Who gives a shit? Anyways, fuck those guys. So now let's go to one that I don't want to talk about, but I think is important. Not important for, you know, the wrong reasons, but important to know that this guy got to have an afterlife on this earth. His name was Robert E. Lee. Many of you might know him. He was Confederate general in the Civil War. Lee led a number of successful battles before his surrender at the Appomattox Courthouse in April of 1865. Today, his spirit has regressed back to a four-year-old child. You're fucking lying. He just died and he's like, oh, I'm four now. That's like the shittiest age to be is 4 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe he just like shitting on himself. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, man. So let's see. 4 year old child where he has been spied playing in the yard of his childhood home in Alexandria, Virginia. Said to be an impish spirit. He is known to play pranks like ringing a doorbell, moving objects within the house. His giggles are often heard throughout the house. Sometimes he is seen with a ghostly dog in the spirits of two young girls who are thought to be his sisters.
Okay, well, one, I want to know, like, if this place is haunted and they're seeing, like, you know, children, spirit, how the hell do you think, yep, that's Robert E. Lee right there?
Maybe that's what I'm saying. Yeah, psychic, whatever. But, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like nobody's going to go back to that. Maybe he would have went back to the age of being a teenager or something, you know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go back to being four. Like, I don't even remember what happened when I was four. Like, I don't remember what I was doing.
Yeah, I don't have any knowledge of that time in my life, so.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a time I'd go back to, but, let's see. Okay, so we got John Lennon. Says this former Beatle is said to haunt the Dakota building at 1 West 72nd Street in New York City, where he was shot to death. And that's it. Okay. Sounds like John Lennon got shot and he haunts the building now.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, he was shot in front of his wife and kid.
Well, you know what, Brent? There's a lot of people that get shot in front of their wife and kid. And just because they're famous don't make it any sadder. Fuck them. I'm just being sorry if you're a hardcore Beatles fan. I'm sorry, but just because you're famous don't mean I'm going to kiss your ass. Fuck that.
Those were extremely overrated, man. Like,
I mean, I like the Beatles.
We don't need to get in that because somebody might get to.
Dude, yeah.
Said the Beatles fucking suck. And I really think they do.
Yeah, did you hear how quick Brennan said, oh, I like the Beatles?
I mean, they're not that bad.
Look, I'll tell you this. They got like one or two songs that's okay. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They acted like the best thing ever, dude. Like,
acting like they changed the world or something.
And you can't say it's because I'm uncultured. I listen to Robert Johnson. I listen to people that's way older than the Beatles. So like, it's not the fact that I just don't like that style of music or that era of music. It's not that fucking great. They're pretty simple to me. I mean, maybe that's why they were great, because they were simple. Who knows?
I mean, Justin Bieber had more of an impact on the world than the Beatles.
I would say so, in my opinion. I think I'm honestly a bigger fan of Justin Bieber than the Beatles, just to be honest.
Yeah.
He's had some bangers. I mean, shit. What's the Beatles gave you guys? All that they gave me was a fucking Bad Time. That's all they gave my ass. Shit.
What Justin Bieber do for you?
He gave me Bieber fever, boy.
You remember when all girls and they were going to start cutting themselves if Justin Bieber didn't stop smoking weed?
Oh my god,
that ain't funny, dude. Don't laugh at that. Yeah, okay, let's move to this next one. We got one more president on here. Abraham Lincoln, the most often spied spirit of all of our American presidents. Lincoln was known to be a believer in the supernatural. President Lincoln is known to haunt not only the White House, but also several sites in Springfield, Illinois, where his political career began. Famous occupants of the White House include President Theodore Roosevelt and First Lady Grace Coolidge, reported seeing a tall, gaunt figure in several rooms of the residence. Others who have been walking by the White House have reported seeing a shadow of Lincoln's dimensions in the window of the Oval Office, where the president often stood, gazing at the Potomac River during the days of the Civil War. In Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln's spirit is most often linked to his tomb at Oak Ridge Cemetery. Over the years, a number of stories have been told by tourists and staff members of experiencing uncomfortable feelings and hearing phantom footsteps. Whispers.
Why are they feeling uncomfortable around Abraham Lincoln?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was Honest Abe. I don't know, guys. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. And I feel safe. Found phantom footsteps, whispers, muffled voices, and weeping. Lincoln has also been reported to have been seen walking the streets around Springfield's original courthouse, as well as the hallways of his former home. Others have reported seeing the ghost of Mary Lincoln at their old home located at 413 South English Street. And that's the end of that story. So,
You know, little known fact here, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but actually, Vampire Hunter.
Well, that's all Mounts is, he was almost assassinated one time, but it hit his top hat, and then he just rode his horse away.
And another little known fact is it was almost completely documented that Abraham Lincoln had a gay lover.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, yes. One of the generals.
Yep, Abraham Lincoln had a little sugar in his tank, boy. The first gay president. How you like that?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, besides the fact he was cheating on his old lady, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe she knew, that's maybe not right in Jesus' eyes.
Hell, maybe she was gay, too. Who knows? Maybe they was both just using each other. Them days, you couldn't come out. You couldn't say, hey, I'm gay, especially if you're the president. People would feel
about it. I want. Never mind. I need to quit. I need to stop.
But look, if you're gay and you listen to the show, we love you. There's nothing wrong with you. I mean, it's, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, just jokes, bro. We just do a little trolling over here, bro. That's all.
Let's go on to the next one. Well, all right, let me see ruin our podcast this. Career.
Yeah. All right. Let's just get to this one. And then I guess we're going to stop here because everybody else, I honestly don't know who the fuck they are. I do, but I don't think everybody else would. So we got Elvis Presley.
Man, I thought you was going to do Jim Morrison.
I'll tell the Jim Morrison one right after this. How about that?
All right.
All right, so Elvis Presley. Just as flamboyant in death as he was in life, the legendary singer continues to haunt his beloved home in Memphis. A white sequined.
Hello.
Hey, up. I think he's gone.
Justin, hello.
Justin.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this is probably the most scuffed podcast so far.
I don't know. I think it was going pretty good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he'll probably have to cut, I don't know, maybe like four things out. But other than that, I think it's probably pretty good. I mean, we've had pretty good flow on this one. The last one we did didn't, I don't know, didn't seem like our best, you know?
Yeah. I'm seeing I looked up a picture, and I don't know, like, if this is supposed to be a real ghost photo or not, but
is it Elvis?
Okay, never mind.
God damn it, man. What was that?
You said Elvis Presley.
That said, was all you guys heard.
No, I heard you say something about a white, like Elvis Presley, something like shit. I don't know what the word
is. Oh my god, I just gotta restart. Okay, we're getting through this. Elvis Presley, just as flamboyant in death as he was in life, the legendary singer continues to haunt his beloved home in Memphis. A white sequined Elvis has been seen by stagehands at the Las Vegas Hilton, where he often performed in the early 1970s. He's also been seen in a rambling old building just off Nashville's Music Row. At one time, the building housed the recording studios of RCA in the 1950s. And it was here that Elvis recorded his breakthrough 1956 hit single, Heartbreak Hotel. Though RCA is no longer there, the building continues to house a TV production studio that produces music-related programs. According to people that have worked there, every time Elvis's name is mentioned, something strange happens, such as ladders falling down, lights blowing out, and unexplained noises coming through the sound system. A white sequined Elvis has reportedly been spotted by stagehands at this hotel. Where, motherfucker, I just read that. God damn. They literally just took the first sentence and put it at the bottom.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's basically like the same story I've always heard of Elvis Presley. I know, didn't he die like while taking a shit?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
well,
dude,
I don't
like,
know if he was shitting, but he was on the toilet.
Well, that same thing happened to my uncle, and I'm not even playing. What happened was that my uncle's heart exploded. And I know it sounds violent, and that's because it was. And one of the things that happens before that is that you feel like you got to go take a shit. And so that's why a lot more people die on the toilet than you think they do. And that's exactly what happened to my uncle. He thought he had to shit. He went to the bathroom, and he was in there a couple hours, and, you know.
Well, that's it, fellas. I'm never taking a shit again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'll shit on myself.
Well, no. Like he said his stomach hurt, and, like, you know, he just felt like he had gas. And my aunt was like, well, why don't you, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but I guess she was like, you know, why don't you just go to the bathroom? And, you know, he went to the bathroom. He's in there a couple hours. She went in there, and he was just blue. Just dead.
Damn.
On the ground. With his pants around his ankles.
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, what your uncle's diet was, but they said Elvis Presley didn't eat nothing but like hot dogs.
Yeah, and chili fries.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like that.
He didn't have a good diet. I'll put it that
Yeah.
way. He really didn't. Like you know, whenever like anything you would cook, if there's like fat or gristle, like that motherfucker would cut all that off, just put it on his plate along with my food, eat all that. Like I'm not playing, like, I'm serious. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, he was a cool guy and everything, but you know, he definitely didn't eat the best.
No.
But yeah, so I mean, that's basically what happened. He had just a massive heart attack, and his heart exploded. Like literally, was not together. I mean, it. You know.
Let me ask you this: like, do you guys consider Elvis to be like a country singer? Because I never really seen him that way.
I've seen him as both country and rock star in a way.
Well, I see him as one white turkey motherfucker that, you know, just jive turkey ass guy come in and took black music and just whitewashed it and made millions of dollars off of it in the process.
I do agree. He did kind of steal black people's music.
So that being said, honestly, he was more rock and roll than anything, but he did blues, and I do like his little Christmas songs. I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with those.
Oh yeah,
yeah, those some bangers right there, classics. But also, I couldn't find the story like I promised everybody, but it says that he stays out in Disneyland as well. That his ghost is in Disneyland.
Well, he's everywhere, huh?
He's out there with some people and shit in Disneyland.
and there's been like reports of Elvis, his ghost touching people's vaginas, like caressing it. And even gave somebody an orgasm. I'm not even playing, dude. Like the thing is, I read it before. I swear to God, I read it. It wasn't on no like parody thing. I've even heard other people talk about it.
Damn, I was joking. Like,
now he literally like gave somebody an orgasm, and they like, how are you gonna tell? I would never tell nobody. Yeah, fucking a ghost gave me a blowjob, and I nutted. You know, like I wouldn't say nothing like that, dude.
I don't know. Like, I probably spread it around then. Like, start selling my house, like, you know, like renting it out every night.
Yeah, we made that joke once before, but you know what? Let's I mean, we did.
Yeah, true. We technically did.
We're trying to be slick using old jokes. We don't do that here, Brennan. We get fresh content and we do it every week, okay? And don't let me catch you doing it again.
And then he fucking steals your fucking question. That
Man, you stole that from a meme.
Got tired of
man, it was a meme first. You saw that from a meme, and so did I. Oh, okay.
I didn't. You know why?
Because
I work for a living, man. I don't sit on my ass all day.
I'm about to fucking. I'm about to put some Jerry Springer sound bites in here.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'll talk to you when we're done with this. Okay, Brennan?
Right there, breach boy. Of contract, Brennan. Breach of contract. We don't appreciate it.
All right. You just want to end that one right there, and we'll try to get Jim Morrison in next one.
Yeah, if we ever do another one, it's gonna be hard to find some new stories. But yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap that one up right there, guys. And I guess we're gonna call it. Like I said, if you got any stories or got any pictures to send in or any, you know, whatever you want us to check out, just send it to our Gmail at Ghost Bros Podcast. So it's GHOSTBROSPODCAST@gmail.com. And just whatever the fuck whatever you want to send us, don't matter, money or anything. I got a Cash App if you want to send money, but I ain't gonna put that on here. I'm not those
Brennan,
kind of people.
We do have Brennan doing a side hustle right now. He's actually got OnlyFans if you want to check that out too.
$20 e pig.
No,
Brennan sells pictures of his butthole. I bought one. They're pretty tasteful too.
Tell your friends and family about it.
Brennan's butthole courier service. And but yeah, just you know, all right, I guess that's it, guys. We're just hanging out right here. I never know how to end these podcasts, so I just you know.
Till next time, I guess.
Deuces.
Yeah, all right.